This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A three-year agreement that ends the strike by grocery workers at Metro Denver King Superstores could set a new standard for the industry. Political science professor James Walsh studies labor movement at the University of Colorado Denver. He tells Colorado Matters the deal represents an important moment.
We're seeing a resurgence of worker strength and organizing momentum around the country. In almost every industry, we're seeing workers feel leverage and strength that they have not felt for generations.
Walsh says the King Supers deal could also be a template for other grocery stores like Safeway. State lawmakers get busy considering bills this week after spending the first 2 weeks of the session getting updates on the different areas of state government. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The weeks of oversight hearings are meant to help legislative committees understand the budgets of the departments they interact with and to give updates on various policy areas. With that out of the way, lawmakers can now get to work on new bills. Bills up for consideration this week include a property tax break for daycare centers and a ban on hunting mountain lions and bobcats. Like many workplaces, the Capitol is currently a mixture of in-person and remote work amid the Omicron variant wave. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is launching a new effort to help people with disabilities find jobs. Four disability program navigators will be based at workforce centers in the Denver area to connect people to training and job opportunities. During the pandemic, the unemployment rate for people with disabilities has been much higher than the overall rate. State officials say the job program could be expanded statewide. Plans to turn Cachara Mountain Park into a year-round adventure park have fallen through. The Colorado Sun reports commissioners in Huerfano County have ended talks recently with investors in Florida, saying it wasn't the right deal for the idle ski area. The county has owned nearly 50 acres at the base of the former ski resort since 2017. It's turning cloudy along the Front Range. The forecast has snow tomorrow and on Wednesday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.